Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Haley. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a cat mom of two fur babies who kind of rule my house. And I was born and raised in San Francisco or Bay Area, but I currently reside in San Francisco for like the last 20 years. So Bay Area native over here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. I was telling you, I love San Francisco. So it was like, tell me all about it.
That's kind of like, this is where I come home to, but I love to travel. So it's like, yeah. I love to get, you know, stamps in my passport and everything, but I come home here. So it's nice.
For a place to travel, actually.
London.
Ooh,
I love it. London has always been my favorite place to travel.
Any specific area of London that you love or?
It's so big that I keep hitting new areas every single time I go. Mm-hmm. So I love eating at some of the like newer restaurants that are out there. I love going to all the smaller museums and the big museums. Mm-hmm. I like doing day trips out of the city into the countryside. Basically, like if I had unlimited time, I would stay for several weeks and go and hit all the places that I still have not hit.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love this. All right. So let's chat about some of your books. So you're writing Southbound book series. There are 7 books in the series. Tell us a little about the series and then about the last book in the series or, you know, what should we expect from the series?
Soulbound is basically kind of my love letter to mythology because I love the classic mythologies and I love all the creation myths that kind of, you know, are all around the world from all the different folklore and mythologies that are out there. So this was kind of like me taking all of those myths and gods and urban legends and bringing them to life and having them be real characters on page. And tied to Patrick, who's the main character in the series, you know, tied to his family issues and tied to the entire world there. So it was really fun to have an open world urban fantasy where magic is known and legends are real and gods are real and they kind of come around and muck around with mortal lives. Mm-hmm.
So what was the process of building the world? I'm always curious when we talk about like fantasy or urban fantasy, just the whole process of world building. Did you enjoy doing that whole idea or was it daunting just to create this world?
Oh, so this book has lived in my head for so many years that I kind of like was able to nitpick it down to the very nitty gritty of the world structure. And so it was fairly easy for me to write, you know, at this juncture. But the world building, I try and ground stuff in reality as much as possible, even with the fantastical elements, because I want to give the world and the book something easy for the reader to digest. So it's not too fantastical, but it is fantasy. So it's going to have that magical element and stuff. But I love world building. So it's pretty hardcore with the world building and the plots and overall throughout the series, which was fun for me because I love research and I love, you know, taking all these little bits of pieces and putting them together to make an entire whole that works well for putting my characters through hell.
I love this. And so what type of genre do you read?
I really read science fiction and fantasy pretty broadly when I have the chance. It's really hard right now with my current job load and my day job to, you know, curl up on the couch with my cats and my Kindle, but you know, that's one of my favorite things to do when I get the chance to do it.
I love this. Yeah. So in terms of recommendations, do you have any recommendations for our listeners to pick up?
I'm going to go with some of the more classic and books that I love that I just enjoyed growing up. As a kid, I really loved The Last Unicorn by Peter Beagle. It was written quite a while back and it was made into like a little movie back in the 80s. And it's just kind of this classic fantasy love story, but it's a little bittersweet, but it just has these really great fantasy elements into it. And I mean, every little girl goes through a unicorn stage, and it's like, this is the book that was my unicorn stage as a child. But he's just a really great lyrical writer. And it's a really kind of old school type of fantasy storytelling, but it's really, really pretty in terms of immersing yourself into the world. Something a little more current is American Gods, which, okay, mythology. I absolutely, of course, I'm going to love that. And Neil Gaiman is just like our generation's, you know, great storyteller. You can't really ever go wrong with the majority of his books. And I'm always interested to, you know, whatever his next new book is going to be. And I know that that story turned into a TV show, and I know we're talking about books, but I do like the TV show too. Mm-hmm. And then the next series, I really love Patricia Briggs's Mercy Thompson, paranormal urban fantasy. I like, that's one of my favorites. I absolutely love the world that she built there and the different ways that she incorporates shifters and the fae and just her area of mythology use. It's like, it's really, really good. And I love the little romance that they have going through it. It's, you know, the found family and finding Pack and coming into your own as a character, or, you know, even as a woman or something like that. It's just, it's a really good series.
Oh, I love this. I love the fact you gave us some fantasy, some urban fantasy, paranormal recommendations, because we don't get those enough. So thank you. What sparks joy for you? Like, what's something, what's an action, book, TV show, whatever it is that sparks joy that you do, and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel better, you know?
I'm an action movie girl, and so I want movies with lots of explosions and car chases. I'll take political thriller, a la like James Bond or some of the there's not too many political thrillers that are out right now that I've seen, but I'm very much action oriented. So those would be the ones that I would go through. And Marvel, I love Marvel. So I'm going to be at every Marvel movie on like opening weekend.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Well, that Marvel has some political dynamics, you know?
Yes. There's some that are like, you know, you get, like Black Widow is very much sort of like, you know, a political thriller, like Jason Bourne-esque. And then you get, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is just space opera. Like they run the gamut of some of the genres, which is really fun.
I love this. Where can we connect you with you online?
I'm mostly on Facebook and Instagram. So on Instagram, you can find me at Haley Turner Writes. On Facebook, I'm Haley Turner or Haley Turner Author for a page, but I'm generally in my readers group, which is Haley's Hellions. And I have a bunch of fun readers in there, and they're just hilarious. And we post a lot of memes and we talk about other books and things like that. It's just kind of a fun little community I've managed to build with my readers, which I enjoy.
Oh, I love this. Thank you, Haley, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.